And it was such a simple mistake. You barely even remember how it happened. You left your village early in the morning, departing with your bow in hand, ready to hunt. Your quarry led you into the forest, up towards the rocky slopes of the mountains. You climbed higher, hand after hand, to reach a suitable elevation point. Finally, with your prey below you, you had a clear line of sight. You knock an arrow and lose. One hit to the side of the head, a clean kill. The deer slumps over, dead, without suffering. You nod, satisfied, and in your moment of triumph as you begin descending to claim your prize, you must have been careless. Your boot found a loose patch of gravel and it gave way. You slipped. Your knee hit the rock. You reached out to try and grab something sturdy to hold on to. Your hand found a patch of dirt, but it crumpled under the force of your grip, and you fell. You fell, rolled, and tumbled. Pain. The sound of falling rock and earth. That's all you remember. Then you were here, lying on your back and unable to move. Everything hurts, but your legs most of all. You don't think you can move them. You try and move, but it hurts so bad that you stop right away. You call for help, and nobody comes. The midday sun beats upon your face, laughing as it slips toward the horizon. Shadows grow longer, and the air grows colder. You yell for help again and again until your voice grows hoarse, but nobody can hear you. You lose track of time as despair sets in. Is this going to be your end? Broken and stranded in the wilderness? Your family knows where you went hunting, but will they find you before a wild animal does? A shadow darts over the light of the rising moon. You glance up, but see nothing. Are you beginning to hallucinate? A soft thud betrays the silent landing of the elusive shadow. You hear the movement of air and the fall of sliding gravel as you turn your head and see a woman. Her sizable wings furl up behind her body as you gape at her. The woman is clad in a tight-fitting black suit, made of a less-than-solid substance, like some sort of tar. It offers her little modesty, clinging tightly to her feminine curves. You swallow nervously. A long tail swishes behind her, and two horns crest the top of her head. The only thing not covered in the ooze is her face. Her skin is pale like moonlight, her hair black like the darkest night. Her eyes meet yours and she looks at you impassionately as you struggle to comprehend her presence. She is undoubtedly a monster. You know that much. Your village has always rejected the dogmatic xenophobia of the larger cities and has been friendly towards monster kind. But you have no idea what species she could be. You've heard tales of white-winged angels descending from the heavens to save dying warriors. Stories of graceful mermaid priestesses surrounding those who have drowned. But she is utterly alien, her emotionless countenance making her seem more like a demon here to reap your soul. Her gaze falls over your leg for the first time, and she steps closer, kneeling down next to you. Finally, she speaks. Both of your legs are broken. I knew something ill had happened. I felt it in my dream. I saw you falling. Oh, it looks like it hurts, but I can soothe the pain. She leans closer to you, extending a tar-covered hand over your broken leg. She means to rub that dark substance into you, but she stops as she sees your eyes grow wide. Will you let me? She asks. It will help. You hesitate, but nod. If she wanted to do something malicious to you, it isn't like she would need to ask for permission. She begins to rub her dark substance over your broken body, and you feel the effect almost immediately. Her substance is cool, cooler than the night air, and seems to spread over you with a will of its own, almost leaping from her body to yours. The pain seeps away, replaced by a pleasant tingling sensation. It's almost alarming how nice her substance feels on your body. You can understand why she might wish to wear it as clothing. Does that feel better? Good. I'm glad. Now that the pain isn't so distracting, I'd like to take a closer look at you. No, don't try to move. Do you recall if you landed on your back? I see. Let me remove your boots. Will you try wiggling your toes for me? Are you going to start? Oh, I'm not sure how to tell you this. I think you might have been paralyzed by the fall because I don't see any movement. Now, don't panic because that's not necessarily the case. I am not a healer, so my diagnosis shouldn't be taken as utter fact. That said, I'm not sure it's safe to move you. I remember learning that people with potentially serious back injuries should be moved as little as possible. I could fly back to the village and find Dr. Hammond, but it could take hours for me to get him out here. Well, of course I know him. He's my neighbor. Oh. Right. I suppose this is as good a time as any. Look closely at my face. Do you recognize me? No? Perhaps if I hold my hair up like this? Now you see. Yes, I am Zinli, the botanist's apprentice. Zinli is not my full name, but it is an acceptable human abbreviation. And to state the obvious, yes, I am a monster. I'm sorry for keeping that from you and from everyone else. My species? Oh, I do not fault you for not knowing. My kind is both rare and elusive. Our true names are not spoken with words, but in the language of one of your chroniclers, we are Nightgaunts. A succubus, and more than that. Primordial voids and the essence of lust given flesh. Thoughts of the stars, infinity, inevitability, and the dark emptiness in between. These things fill others with dread. Many humans, even other monsters, fear us. It is why we tend to hide. Do I scare you? Oh, thank you. That means a great deal to me. My kind tend to have difficulty expressing themselves to those outside our own skin, but we've known each other for some 2 years now, have we not? Indeed, I remember our first meeting, too. It was very kind of you to take your time to show me around the village like that. I was so uncertain back then. Of myself, of humanity. I've learned so much since then. But back to the more pressing matter, your injury. I believe it is unsafe to move you. You could be quite badly wounded, even paralyzed. What would you like me to do? I could fly home and convince people to form a rescue party, to come out here with a stretcher to carry you home. But, well, there is something else I could do. It would heal you completely. There would be no pain, no crippling injury, and your body would never have to suffer such a malady again. Yes, there is a catch. You're quick to catch on. I always liked that about you. The catch is that we would, that is, you and I would have to, mate. I'm not opposed to the idea. I have found you attractive ever since I met you. You're compassionate and open-minded, and I have always known you to treat the other inhabitants of the village with respect, regardless of their species. I believe any woman would be fortunate to have you as her mate. You feel similarly? Truly? That is most pleasing. I wish I would have revealed my feelings sooner, but I was so nervous. Afraid you would reject me. It seems foolish now, having lived among humans for years, growing to better understand them, but you must understand. This is a commitment. A significant one. Are you familiar with how coupling with a monster changes her husband? Yes, something like that. Elemental monsters grant their partners resistance to their respective element, like fire or electricity. Aquatic monsters can receive a blessing that grants their lovers the ability to breathe underwater. My kind transforms their mates too, but for most monsters, the changes to a man are gradual, sometimes taking many years. For us, it always happens on the first mating. And the change is more dramatic. You see, I have the ability to change between a human form and a monster form. Neither is my true form, but both are accurate. If we coupled, you would become a shapeshifter. Similar to me, but your ability would put mine to shame. You could be whatever you wish, and you would still be you. Your memories, your hopes, your regrets, everything that makes you, you. It's all still there, just in a different shape. You would gain the ability to alter yourself, but you would not change. Your personality would be the same. Your sexual drive would increase significantly, but it would not control you. You may find yourself more inclined to stargazing as well. Matters of astronomy and the nature of the universe will become instinctual. Also, well, this is something I can only do once. My kind can only ever take one mate. So, it's rather important that I choose my partner well. Well, yes, of course I'm willing to make that commitment to you. My instincts are sharply honed for this sort of thing. My kind would not exist if we weren't exceptionally skilled at finding a suitable mate. And I always trust my instincts. So, now you know. If this is to happen, it can only be with your consent. It would be very bad if it were to be otherwise. If it is too much to ask, I understand, but... You accept? Truly? Oh, that makes my heart flutter with joy, but you are absolutely certain, are you not? This is not something that can be undone. No, I believe you, but... Show me. Really show me, and prove it. Kiss me. Okay, then. That passion was genuine. I believe you. Let's do this. I'm dissolving your clothes. You won't be needing those anymore. Before we can truly begin, I must coat you, cover you with my substance completely. It may feel strange at first, but don't fight it, and tell me if I need to slow down, okay? Here, I'll straddle your hips and start rubbing it into you. You're feeling it already, aren't you? Let that cool comfort spread. Let it take away the ache. Let me massage away your pain. I have dreamed about this moment, you know. Wondered what you would look like, naked. I've pleasured myself to the thought of you more nights than I can count. Your body, it's so wonderful. Soft, yet tense and firm. Sturdy and... so warm. Let me knead my substance into your muscles. These powerful legs and thighs. They should not be marred by injury. Let me kiss your wound and make it all better. I like it when you moan. Let the sensation sink deeper into you. I'm not controlling it. It was made for this. It was made to join with you and only you. I feel your manhood pressing up against me. May I stroke it? This feels so right. To be the source of your arousal. I love stroking you. Give me your lust. Look into my eyes, please. Look at me as I spread over you. As I feel your cock grow hard as I stroke you. This is sapping my patience. You can't understand it yet, but I can feel your lust for me. I need to feel you, to receive pleasure from you. I want to be closer to you. I want to sit on your face. Will you lick me, please? Yes, please. Oh. That feels good. Yeah, just like that. By the elder things, this feels incredible. Oh my god. I'm gonna coil my tail around your throbbing manhood, okay? Let me rub my ooze into your most sensitive flesh. Let me please your cock as you please me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, right there. Oh, it feels so good when you moan into me. I don't think I'm gonna last much longer. Yes, please, more. Was the first orgasm I've ever been given by another. I'm so happy. Happy that it was you. I have no doubts we're meant to be together. And just look at your lower half, my lover. Black. Oozing. Painless. You're so beautiful. But still a work in progress. Let me change direction. You have tasted me, and now I wish to taste you. Keep licking me, lover. Moan into my pussy. As I finally get to sate my appetite for your cock. Oh. felt good before. So warm. So hard. Oh, I feel you. Every twitch. Experience it more. Let me lick you from base all the way up to your tip. Oh. Oh. And again. Oh. Let my tongue coil around you as my substance creeps over your shoulders. Let me caress your cock with my mouth. You deserve it. I can taste your pleasure. Your need is growing. I want you to give it to me. Please give it to me. I need your cum in my mouth. Wildest dreams, it's so satisfying. It sustains me, your essence, your soul. You're part of me now, just as I am becoming part of you. Lie back, darling. Only your head remains to be covered. All will grow dark for a time, and you will feel as if you were asleep, dreaming. Rest your head in my lap, and drift off. Let me soothe you, stroking your face as you close your eyes. I will not leave your side. The stars are watching. Considering they led me to you, it is only fair that they act as audience. Come, darling. Time to wake up. Welcome back. I told you I would stay by your side, did I not? Though I did move us to a more comfortable position, at the mouth of a cave a small distance away. I figured grass and soil would be more comfortable than gravel and granite. You were only asleep for about an hour. So, how do you feel? Good. And yes, you are a monster now, like me. But it's like I said, you're still you, just as human as you want to be. Can you see more clearly now? Good, your senses are sharper, as it should be. It would not do for a creature of void to fumble in darkness. Oof. Perhaps to the point. Sorry, I got the shivers. Yes, I am naked. I can no longer produce my own substance. I gave that power to you. Permanently. No, I have no regrets. It was an inevitable change. All of my kind go through it when they claim a mate, but I will admit I have never felt such vulnerability. The night air, it's pretty cold. I have never felt a chill in this way. Perhaps you'd help me with that? Step closer to me, darling. Gaze upon my naked form, no longer hidden from your eyes. My skin pale like moonlight. I yearn for your touch. Please. Yes. Your hand, it shifts and melts, covering me. Do you understand now how my substance was meant for you? It has remade you. You have become it. And now that I cannot clothe myself, I must depend on you. Please, darling. I am incomplete without you. Spread yourself over me. Coat me. Join with me. And as you join us in body, I will join us in mind. Feel my presence inside your head, intertwining our senses. Oh, my thoughts are yours, your desires mine. You do not need to ask me for permission, darling. No need to ask the other what we crave. We can simply know. I feel so warm, so safe in your embrace. Take control of my body as you desire. These are no longer my wings, but your arms, so use them, please. Ah, yes. Oh, I feel you all over me. Unseen hands groping at my breasts and teasing my nipples. You're pinching them so hard, it almost hurts. But you know that I like that. I feel your tendrils wrapping around my waist. My hands, my tail, anchoring me to you. I feel your cock rubbing in between my thighs. I need it. I need you inside me, please. Please. Oh, that feels so good. Your cock rubbing against me like that. Please, lover. If you must tease me, do it as you take me. I can't bear to wait any longer. Take whatever form you desire, monster, human, something in between. I don't care. I'll accept you. Always. Fuck me already. Press your lips against mine as you thrust inside and claim me as your own. Mm-hmm. Last year, finally together, as we were always meant to be. Don't hold back, okay? Spare not a second of this from me. Oh my God. Touching and teasing everywhere. Oh, this is beyond my wildest dreams. The reality of you. The reality of us together. Melding together into one mind and one body. How easily it comes to you, darling. You effortlessly command every part of yourself simultaneously. I feel a lover's gentle hand caressing my neck. A monstrous tendril wrapping around my horns and yanking my head back to look at you. Look at you. Please squeeze my throat, please. I feel your hard cock thrusting into me, marking its territory, just the right size to fill me so perfectly. Fuck, I'm so close. I know you're there too. Take us. Take us over the precipice. Make us both come together. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'd ask how it was for you, but I know exactly how you felt. I'm not satisfied with you yet either. I didn't wait this long to claim you as my mate, just to be satisfied with one round. Hey, promise me. Make love with me until the sun rises. We can worry about what comes next later. Flying home and figuring out a time and a way to explain all this to everyone else. Wouldn't be the first time a human and a monster snuck out of the village at night, coming back disheveled the next morning. Although, I suppose none of them were infused with the primordial essence of the cosmos. Ready for round two? Good. I like that eagerness. Let me set the pace this time. Indulge my succubus side a little. I want to look into those gorgeous eyes as I ride you. Oh, I love you, darling. Now and forever. You and no other will be the closest to my heart. until the last star in the sky burns out, and through the endless dark that follows. Now, time to make good on that promise. We have until morning, after all. It's my turn.